Put the Toyota in park when you exit the driver's door. BMW's had a similar, and to many owners, infuriating feature like this for some years. The idea is to prevent rollaways, especially in an era when virtually all cars have automatic transmissions and tend to creep. The bigger picture is that all of these are also tiny steps toward autonomous cars. That label doesn't just apply to going down the road. High-tech cars and modern driving at CooleonCars.com.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, the world, United States of America included, everybody that I can possibly think of that's a country.
Penguins in Antarctica.
That's exactly right. They're just flapping, you know.
They're gathered around a little radio.
That would be our audience. Is that what you're saying?
I am so chipper this morning.
So how late did you stay up last night since you didn't have to come in and do the early show?
11.
Did 11 you now?
O'clock. Wow. Yeah.
So I'm here on about 6 hours sleep. But I'm pumped. Just to the mere fact that I could stay up that late made me feel better today.
Good seeing Zachy.
Yeah, it was good seeing Zachy, yeah. But Zachy? Okay. Anyway, of course, I knew Zach would do a tremendous job. And I know people are going to miss me for at least 2 or 3 minutes. And now that Zach's taken over the early show, but it's in good hands.
That 4 a.m. crowd, you know, the 5 a.m. crowd, a lot of them hung around and stayed in and listened in to the wake-up crew here. So
right,
they'll still get their fill of John Dinkins.
You've gotten your fill of John Dinkins. Anyway, it was a little different experience. And I wanted to talk to you guys this morning if I could. And I didn't know exactly the year you were born. What year were you born, Dalton?
I was born in 99.
Was it too tough? Okay. And Brian?
1975.
Okay. Well, do you know what the slang term that was popular during the day, on the day you were born?
I do not.
Well, I've got it for you. In fact, I had to look up. I wasn't for sure, so I looked up your you know, 2 years, you know, in between, you know, to make sure I got the right date.
So did you get
close to? I did. Mine, 1956, I was born. The slang term, the popular term that was used was nitpicker.
Hmm.
And that was a term to use that a person that over management that, you know, watched your every move and the little things got on their nerves. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. And it reminds me of somebody here. But that's a nitpicker. That was 1956.
I'm not a nitpicker.
Okay, right. Whatever you say. Now, yours, 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Know what the word that was popular going around?
Nerny?
No. that word was created in 2013. Detox.
Ah.
In 75?
In 75, detox.
That was a slang term?
That was talking more like for drug addiction and alcoholism. But
sounds like about that time.
Wow.
75. So, but that was a slang term or it was just the popular word? Or I'm
not sure, Mr. Nitpicker. Let me look. Okay. it was a slang term, a term that was popular.
Oh, a term. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. I thought slang. I didn't know what detox was slang.
Just keep nitpicking away. your day. What year?
99.
Bling.
Bling
was big.
You know, I like it.
People wearing bling, I guess.
Yeah. Watches, bracelets.
Now, I did look up 2000 just in case. I wasn't for sure whether you were 1999 or 2000. So I looked up 2000. You know what the favorite one is? And this would have been more you.
What is that?
What's up?
That was the
cool phrase being used. And I looked up 1974 just for you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just in case you were older. Yeah, mm-hmm. Motorhead.
Motorhead?
The person that drove a motorcycle. That was the big one. That's what they used for term people. Motorhead.
I was thinking motor mouth, somebody who talks too much.
And nitpicks.
Uh-huh.
The nitpicking motor mouth.
I know who the motor mouth is around here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Dalton?
You both look guilty, so I don't know.
I'm not guilty of that. But I just thought that was some kind of interesting things. And I looked up, you could look up all the years, you know, and You know, when, what was the movie Clueless? It was on at one time. What if or something. I think that was one of them. What is the one now that people use in 2018, 19? What is it? 2019
slang term?
Well, what's a popular term?
Oh, there's a bunch. I know, cause I hear them all the time and I don't know what they mean.
I don't know if you should say them on the air. Well, give us an example of one.
You know, like one of them is, for instance, if you did something and people quit supporting you, John Dinkins would have been canceled.
Oh, okay. All right. I see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People say sister a lot now. That's a thing.
And at the drive-thru, when you get something to, and kids say now, instead of saying thank you, they say no problem. Mm-hmm. If you notice, it's right.
But not at Chick-fil-A.
Not at Chick-fil-A. Hey, we've got the weather coming up here.
Good morning, guys. Patchy fog is possible in spots very early today. Sunshine for this afternoon. Maybe even a few spotty showers and storms in the area late this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 90s. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 67. And then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 68.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
I'm attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So the good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
SRM Concrete. A new day, new challenges, new opportunities to make a difference, to prove what we're made of, to show what makes us different from the rest. Our customers have come to expect the best from us, and we deliver. Maybe that's why we become the most called upon concrete company in our area. A dedicated team. Service without hesitation. Ready to go when you need us. There's no question. Day in, day out, we are ready. SRM Concrete.
Grow a healthy lawn from the ground up with effective solutions from Haynes Tree Bay Hardware. This is Rich Smith with more summer savings from locally owned Haynes Tree Bay Hardware. Right now, buy Green Thumb Lawn Food for just $29.99 and get a Green Thumb Winterizer, a $15.99 value free. The lawn food contains iron to build strong roots and controlled release nitrogen that continuously feeds for up to 4 months and green up faster in spring. Check out this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Haynes Tree Bay Hardware at 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Whether I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting, I am proud that I was born this way, driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We catch drug smugglers approaching our coasts, and we're ready to respond to emergency calls from vessels in distress. We were born for this. We were born for the Coast Guard.
Were you born ready for the Coast Guard? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm Tom Stanshower. So much for any suspense as to whether the Yankees would have hit a home run last night. Fifth pitch of the game.
It'll be a 2-2 from the tall left-hander. Swung on and into the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. And that sets the record. DJ LeMahieu, the 28th straight game in which a Yankee has homered to set a new major league record.
The FAN had the call, so move over 2002 Texas Rangers. LeMahieu continues his sensational season, leads the league in hitting. The next batter was Aaron Judge. He homered, first time in over 2 months. Next inning, Gleyber Torres at his 19th. Eighth inning, Edwin Encarnacion, his league-leading 24th, which was big because the Blue Jays got a run in the ninth off Aroldis Chapman, but the Yanks held on. With the four solo shots, they beat Toronto 4-3. They've won 10 of the last 11. Division leaders met in Chicago. The Cubs had a 2-1 lead Braves were up with a man on. Seventh inning.
First pitch from Montgomery. Swinging a high fly into that wind, deep to right center. Almora going back to the track, to the wall. It's gone for Albies. Two-run home run. And the Braves vault in front 3-2.
That's the final. Braves radio to call the Ozzie Albies go-ahead home run. Max Fried got the win, his ninth of the year. Cubs still a game ahead of Milwaukee, who's lost 6 of 8, beaten by Seattle 8-3. The Dodgers got a Kike Hernandez leadoff home run. Justin Turner in the sixth, and a 3-2 win at Arizona. Only 11 hits in the game. Vanderbilt alive at the College World Series, 4-1 over Michigan. They'll play the decisive game tonight. Cincinnati Bengals have lost tackle Jonah Williams, their first-round pick, 11th overall, season-ending injury. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. This is NBC Sports Radio.
Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. Time to switch from selective hearing to full-on pay attention. This is NBC Sports Radio.
It's a new year. We have got a lot of work to do. Let it ride.
Everybody likes Marcus Mariota. He's a nice guy. We've interviewed him. We like him. But at some point, you got to perform. I just have not seen enough, as far as just pure quarterback play for me to go, oh, Marcus Mariota's the future and the Titans are in good hands.
We finished the season 9-7. Wasn't good enough. So I would say that there's a lot of areas that were just a little better than average.
We say from time to time that we're in a golden age of young quarterbacks in the NFL. The problem is that window opened in 2016 because in 2015, the top two picks were Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. They're both still with their original teams entering the final year of their rookie deals. But neither guy has proven himself worthy of that second contract. And both guys really in a prove it or else year with the Titans and the Buccaneers. And story number 28, as we look at the top 30 storylines entering the 2019 season, Chris, can Marcus Mariota make the most of what, as a practical matter, is his last chance in Tennessee? We've seen it for 4 years. The consistency isn't there. The injuries are there. And will he be there after this season? What he does this season is going to have a lot to do with whether or not he sticks around.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. You said it. It's a make or break year. Marcus Mariota's shown us glimmers, certain stretches of seasons and games where we go, oh, okay, they got it. He's the franchise quarterback. This looks good. But then, he'll have a few weeks in a row where, things sputter. And as far as his accuracy, decision-making, taking care of the football has been an issue with Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, oddly enough, with them being the 1 and 2 pick. It's really about him just continuing to refine the position, the quarterback. We know he's an athlete, but can he raise his level of decision-making, accuracy, accuracy down the field, just be able to truly dissect a defense with the pass game? That is what we have not seen from Marcus Mariota. The guy, hey, can he be surgical? And we've seen moments of it to go, ooh, I think he can. But then there's, a few games in a row where we go, oh man, that's not surgical at all. That's a disaster and that doesn't look good. And then he gets hurt on top of it. So big questions this year. He's got to stay healthy to prove himself there to the Tennessee Titans franchise. He's got to stay healthy too, Mike, because Ryan Tannehill's there and he's a pretty talented quarterback too and very similar to Mariota, to where I think he'll be breathing down Mariota's neck if he does go down for a few weeks and with an injury.
Yeah, this is not Blaine Gabbert. This is a guy who has shown that he can play well when healthy. Yeah. I know some Dolphins fans will be spitting their coffee out at the suggestion that Ryan Tannehill actually is capable of playing well. But he is. He had the team in position to make the playoffs in 2016, and they did, even though he wasn't there for the last few games of the season.
Right.
That's how good they were when he was playing. If he's healthy, he can be effective, and he's a far better option than what they've had in the past, and that's where Mariota needs to be concerned, because we talked about this the other day on PFTOT. He's gotten a mandate from general manager John Robinson to avoid contact. Live to play another day.
Right.
And if you don't do what you're told, that's one of the factors in whether or not they're going to keep you. The guy who is responsible for putting the roster together has told Marcus Mariota in no uncertain terms, avoid taking hits. Avoid getting yourself injured. So if he fails, that's going to be a negative as they decide what to do. And you know what? If he gets injured, hey, let's see what Ryan Tannehill has. Maybe he's the guy that we rally around for 2020 and beyond. You know, it's not easy to find a quarterback, but the thing is, with a Marcus Mariota, what do you do with a guy who's making $20.8 million this year and he's going to be a free agent next year? What do you do? Now, maybe you keep him, Chris, because nobody else is going to pay him either. But I don't know that this is what the Titans were expecting. No. I mean, this isn't what they were expecting. They were expecting a franchise quarterback when they made him the second overall pick, and he hasn't been yet.
No, you're right. He hasn't been yet. And then, you know, again, to defend Marcus Mariota a little too, has there been a great support system around him as far as, you know, high-level talent at the wide receiver position and the running game? And, hey, Matt LaFleur, it was his first year calling plays last year and everything. I think we saw the potential, but I don't think we all saw it and went, oh, man, that was like the greatest show on turf. Wow, what plays, what game design, all that. No, I think LaFleur was growing as well in year one there. But now it's back to like scratch with a guy like Arthur Smith, who's never done it on the offensive side of the ball. But I'll say this with Mariota. I do think he's got more talent around him than years past with getting Roger Saffold and free agency at the guard position. They were weak in the interior part of the O-line last year. And then, hey, a guy like Corey Davis is coming along. Maybe not as good as they had liked, but...
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning, hump day, you know. Always a good day, yeah. And hope you're having a nice ride to work or school, wherever you're going this morning. And hope we make your day just a little bit brighter.
Whew. Let's hope we don't make it worse.
No.
I think that's
our goal, isn't it? Not to make it worse.
Let's just don't make your day worse.
Good luck with that.
I think that was pretty much decided at 6:11 this morning.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but we do have a big day, and today in history, of course. And I want you guys to know there's a little secret about me. I'm not really the natural historian that you guys think I am.
Oh, give yourself more credit.
Well, I mean, these things don't come off the top of my head. I know you want to believe that, but no, I really do a lot of research on this.
Well, some of the, you may search up the events, but what spurs the conversation are things that you pull out of your hat.
Your sweet, sweet memories.
But I do go to 1400s sometimes for historical facts. Which is more than I can say about that guy on Rewind. Well, never mind. I got to go to him. Speaking of that, Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind. Oh, no, we got to do this first. It's Today in History.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
Tear down this wall. Well, that's great. Oh, that's great history, you know.
Packed into 10 seconds.
You know, I actually saw the Apollo. That's how old I am. I saw the Apollo landing on the moon. I'm actually saying that.
I remember the president saying, tear down this wall.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. You're kind of old, too.
Yeah.
Time for Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 26th, 1961. Gary U.S. Bonds at the top of the singles chart with Quarter to Three. This date in 1974.
Took God 7 days to create the world.
Release of the action movie, Three the Hard Way.
We can cleanse it. Just three.
She hates my mama.
And June 26, 1993.
She loves to tell me she hates the things I do.
Julia Roberts married country singer Lyle Lovett.
She's no lady, she's my way.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
Thank you, Brandon. You know, I never did see the Lyle Lovett, Julia Roberts connection. Did you?
No.
I wonder what Lyle's doing. He did some acting too, didn't he?
But it did make guys like me feel like, you know what?
You had a chance.
Not every girl's unattainable.
Well, they divorced pretty soon afterwards. So yeah. That's kind of the depressing part.
Then that's when all guys said, yep, we have no chance.
Well, that's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was a roller coaster ride.
Man.
You ever have a crush on a that'll be tough. You ever have somebody in TV, a female that you just thought was great? Mine was Farrah Fawcett, you know, in the 70s. Did you have somebody that, you know, like you thought, wow, she's beautiful, kind of?
Well, I grew up watching Smallville.
Oh, so you like Lana?
Allison Mack. Chloe, okay. Who we can't really talk about now. She's gotten into a bunch of legal trouble.
But Allison Mack. Okay.
He likes bad girls.
And you were the 80s BJ and the Bear?
No.
Knight Rider?
No. Bionic Woman.
Bionic Woman, yeah.
Jamie
yeah.
Summers.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. He still smiles when you say her name. Wow. Well,
Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman, yeah. Uh-huh.
Linda Carter.
1959, fellas, President Eisenhower and Queen Elizabeth opened the St. Lawrence Seaway. Name, a joint venture kind of thing. Okay,
interesting.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth's still alive, you know.
Well, that is yeah, true. Uh-huh. It's amazing the number of presidents that she has gotten to meet.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people don't understand. She was really young too when she became queen. I mean, it wasn't, you know, she wasn't like 80 or something, you know.
But she met some presidents when she was still a princess.
Yes, she did.
As well, before she was queen.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so she's been in the limelight for decades.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's kind of assistant kind of talk coming from, you know, historical, you know, Brian Barrett.
St. Louis Seaway.
In 1977, Elvis Presley performs his last concert in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I've laughed and cried. I've had my fill. My shirt.
Okay, I know. I'm supposed to cut him off. Okay. It is the king, you know. In 1979, the film Moonraker premieres in London. That was Roger Moore.
Right.
That was a kind of a space science fiction type kind of thing. It was okay.
It was interesting.
You know, we mentioned about our best James Bond movies. That was not one of the classics.
No, and I think that one's got that's the one where the guy blows up on the ceiling into like a balloon or whatever, right?
It got really crazy,
really
so
cheesy.
Can't rate that one. Just a two or three on that one. You've got celebrity birthdays though.
Well,
that's always rated high.
Not just celebrity birthdays.
Not my birthdays. Yeah, excuse me.
Birthdays. Yeah, if you got
they're celebrities in my
eyes. They're celebrities to us. Yeah. You know, so you can call or text those to us 615-893-1450. Also want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day on this Wednesday, and that's Mr. Philip Ray. He's a great friend, and he's always just a phone call away. That is Philip Ray, our good neighbor of the day.
All right, it's 6:34, time for another look at the weather, and also our first look at traffic here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. Patchy fog is possible in spots very early today. Sunshine for this afternoon, maybe even a few spotty showers and storms in the area late this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 90s, wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early, otherwise partly cloudy to mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 67, and then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 68.
Well, good morning. A couple of wrecks out here over in Nashville getting some attention. That one's to the side, but people are still rubbernecking just a bit there on 24 westbound approaching Bell Road. The other wrecks eastbound on 24 right near Harding Place. Again, just to be on the safe side, give yourself extra travel time as you head towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Make the short drive. It's worth it to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know male mosquitoes do not bite humans, but rather live on plant juices and other natural liquids from plants and decomposing organic material? The most destructive insect is believed to be the desert locust, consuming as much as 20,000 tons daily.
AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. The public's encouraged to attend a free dementia workshop at 5:30 this coming Thursday evening over at Greenhouse Ministries. They're at 309 South Spring Street. For more information and to RSVP for the free workshop, phone 615-494-0499. The Care Connection is Friday morning at 10 o'clock over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. This is a caregiver support group for relatives caring for elderly with chronic illness or Alzheimer's disease. The Diary of Anne Frank opens Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. Saturday is also Boat Day over at the Manson Pike Trailhead. 9 until noon Saturday. This is free and sponsored by the Stones River Watershed and the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. It's a hands-on learning session about paddling canoes and kayaks. That's this Saturday from 9 until noon at the Manson Pike Trailhead. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Let's face it, higher is better. That's why everyone loves a penthouse or to see the world from a mountaintop. What makes higher better is the view. You can see right over the horizon. That's why First Bank CD rates going up is good news. You can view what's on your horizon and see a clear road to your goals. Open a CD at First Bank while rates are rising and get a bank with a great view of your future. FirstBankOnline.com. Member FDIC.
By growing up in the restaurant business and being always around it, it was just something that was just second nature to me. I didn't realize the amount of work that was involved in it. I didn't understand and appreciate all that my parents sacrificed in order to provide for us. And now I'm very thankful and I'm very appreciative of the foundation that they laid for me so we could teach others to create what they have done to make it more of a legacy than just a passing of the torch.
This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, in honor of Men's Health Month, Low T Center is offering two specials during June to encourage you to take care of your health. Right now, get all of your levels checked with a comprehensive health assessment for only $49. This is a complete assessment, checking your vitals and a full panel that includes your testosterone levels, PSA or prostate, cholesterol, thyroid, and much more. And they're also offering a home sleep test this month for only $49. So if you don't sleep well, and you think you may have sleep apnea, you can take a home sleep test in the comfort and convenience of your own bed to determine whether or not you have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a very common and potentially very dangerous, and luckily it can be easily managed and treated. Taking care of your health should be a priority. Low T Center makes it easier. Be sure to call today for a $49 health assessment and or a $49 home sleep test at 615-603-3542 or book online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Brought to you by,
when it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Hey guys, Brian Kennedy here with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Give us a call at 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
Oh, nice guys.
6:39, and then we're always in anticipation of the joke of the day, and here it is.
Is anticipation the right word?
Dread?
Fear?
Would that be a...
Dread?
Well, he said could other words. I just, one that came off the top of my
the
head,
first
sorry.
One that popped into your mind. You're mean.
Do the joke.
Okay. What do you call a number that can't keep still?
I don't know what.
A Roman numeral.
That was not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. I took me a second, but I it's not bad. I'm going to give him an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to second that. 8. Good job.
Is the ceiling going to fall in?
we're proud of you.
Well, thanks.
We gave him that for that. Wow, an 8. What's happening to me? I think I'm getting easy.
We're getting dumber just from listening to all the jokes.
I've gone to joke school.
6:41 CBS National News headlines is next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan.
CBS News Update. When he made his public statement on the Russia investigation last month, former special counsel Robert Mueller said he hoped it would be his last. It won't be. CBS's Nancy Korda says Mueller is headed to Capitol Hill July 17th.
It took months of negotiations and, in the end, a pair of subpoenas to force Mueller off of the fence and into the witness chair. And so now, in a few weeks' time, he will appear before two committees taking questions from Democrats and Republicans in public about his two-year investigation.
Democrats want to ask Mueller about the ways he says the president tried to interfere with the investigation. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
I think he's doing it because he really didn't want to fight a subpoena by the House committee, and also because he's already said, the only thing I'm going to talk about is what's in the report. So I don't think that there will be any new blockbusters.
President Trump calls it presidential harassment. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
One person is dead after a shooting at an apartment complex in Murfreesboro late Sunday night. Reports say officers were called to the apartments near John R. Rice Boulevard just before midnight and found one victim shot dead. Three other adults and one child were in the apartment at the time of the shooting, but were not injured. Authorities did not release the name of the victim pending the outcome of their investigation. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro police have identified the victim shot dead on Eagle Street as 25-year-old Corey Saunders of Murfreesboro. A murder warrant's been issued for 22-year-old Quandre Knowles of Murfreesboro. Police say he's the one who gunned Saunders down. If you know the whereabouts of Quandre Knowles, call Crime Stoppers. No one, not even the police, will know your identity. Rover, the city's public transportation service, has a new electronic fare system. GenFare provides customers with easier cash and electronic payment transaction options and will eventually include smart card payments through features installed on new fare boxes. Previously, Rover customers were able to purchase paper tickets only in packets of 10. GenFare accepts cash, coins, single ride tickets, daily passes, and multiple day passes. And a woman was killed at a car wash on South Church Street Friday morning. Police say 85-year-old Alice Phyllis of Christiana was attempting to pay using the automated machine while holding one foot on the brake with the door open. The car rolled forward and the door hit a pole, pinning the victim. Rutherford County Medical Services rushed her to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The fatal accident crash team is investigating. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. At my bank, you're known by your name. Come by today, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, and experience the difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation. When your air conditioner has bit the dust, call Total Transformation. When you want a good job, you want it done right. Pick up the phone, you can call tonight. That's Total Transformation at 615-900-6873. Total Transformation.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
I just had my cataract surgery from Dr. McCabe, and I could not be more thrilled. You know, worn contacts since I was a senior in high school, and now I have two eyes that are amazing. I wake up during the night, and I can see. Anyone who needs something done to your eyes, oh my goodness, don't wait around. You know, give yourself a gift of sight.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Bell Jewelers, we sell watches, Rolex, Seiko, also the Bertucci watches, so we have something for everybody. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across the street from Toots.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to pushing the bar on customer service.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved on my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
Look how much I saved at the drugstore.
Hearing services as well.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Year around, the Tennessee State Soccer Association games are here.
And we already have had a relationship with the Tennessee State Soccer Association for many, many years hosting different events.
Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland tells how this 20-year contract helps our local citizens in more ways than one.
Those fields are really only in use 7-8 months out of the year. So we really saw this as an opportunity to be able to provide a service to the community. For every tournament, we're going to keep the revenue.
Not only that, but hotels and tourism will thrive.
You know, it's 22,000 room nights, and you really look at what that impact is, not only for Murfreesboro, but for the entire Rutherford County area, for Smyrna, Laverne. Think about the amount of money that people come in and they're spending in sales tax and those type things. That helps us, that helps the area, that helps us get Cherry Lane moving along to be able to open that corridor back to 840. It's really a win-win for the entire community.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We really feel like this will be self-supporting. And that's really a park model that we're really leaning and looking more at, is to be able to have the parks be able to sustain with some of the revenue that they bring in. So we're excited about it. It's going to be a win-win for the community.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48. You know, I forgot that I was the host of the show.
I was wondering what happened there.
I don't know, nitpicker. I really did. I just kind of went blank there.
It happens.
But because
it's
this
Wednesday, and you forgot.
Yeah,
or something,
and I didn't work this morning early, so I'm kind of like, you know,
everything's new to
you. Yeah, everything seems new.
Your flow is thrown off.
Yeah, flow's thrown off a little bit. That's what it is. But actually, I've turned this over to you anyway, because you're going to tell us what day it is.
I am, and today's a good one. And both of you need to listen. Mm. Today is Forgiveness Day. So we all need to forgive each other.
What are you looking at us for?
I'm just saying.
Are you feeling tension in the air?
I forgive you both for all of the turmoil I've went through.
Well, you know, that's good. That's a good thing that you. That's very sweet, and that's a good thing, because it's still going to continue.
No, I know it's not going anywhere,
and you'll have to forgive us again sometime.
Well, next year on Forgiveness Day, I still hold a grudge on what he did to me when he was two.
What was that?
I was born. I can't.
Not at two, you weren't.
I can't go into it, but it was traumatic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was such deep feelings going on.
2-year-olds can be mean. I don't remember.
Well, they
was two.
They were the terrible twos, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you lose sleep at night and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it changed the course of my life. I don't know if I can ever forgive him for what he did.
And he's saying this over the air. Man, that's and now everybody's going, wonder what it was. Whatever, what it is, you turned him into what he is now.
Don't put that on me.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks. 6:50 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to focus on the family.
Most of us consider blatant dishonesty a bad thing. But what about little lies? Do they really hurt anything? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It probably won't surprise you that most folks think of themselves as basically honest. That's because they avoid the big things like tax evasion and infidelity. But what about everyday tiny fibs? How much harm could they really do? Well, as it turns out, a lot. According to a story in the Wall Street Journal, so-called little lies are not nearly as innocent as we think. Researchers put together a basic math test. The participants earned money for every problem they finished in the allotted time. As expected, a handful of people told blatant lies about how much they completed, which cost the researchers a few hundred dollars. But even more significant were the multitude who lied just a little about what they'd achieved. Taken together, their dishonesty cost the researchers thousands. In life, little lies can add up to big problems. They may not cause immediate damage, but the long-term effects are just as significant. Seemingly small lies slowly chip away at an organization, a family, or a marriage, and left unchecked, can compromise their ability to survive. It's just like the ancient proverb, a half-truth is a whole lie. In other words, little lies aren't so little after all. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Dale.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day, but it's also a lot of stars' birthdays. That's right. And we start off in 1956. He's the same age as I am. This young man was a singer. He's been an actor. He was on HBO and was pretty popular in the 1990s. And that's Chris Isaak.
Pretty girls don't cry. They know exactly what to do.
That is Chris Isaak. Kind of got that Roy Orbison kind of sound, doesn't he?
He's a pretty good guitar player too.
Yeah,
I think,
really good. Yeah. And in 1970, we've already had this argument off the air, and we're going to have it again, I'm sure, when I mention it. 1970, Chris O'Donnell was born, an actor, somewhat, and he was in the Batman movies, wasn't he?
He was
one played, movie, wasn't he?
Was it two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was two.
Plenty. The worst two.
Forgot about
that. Yeah, the worst two. Batman.
Are you saying that George Clooney isn't a talented actor?
Well, Batman. I didn't say anything about Chris O'Donnell not being a talented actor. Did you hear me say that? No. I just said he was in the two worst Batman movies.
You said he was an actor.
In 1974, Derek Jeter was born. Shortstop, New York Yankees, Hall of Famer, eventually will be. And owner of the Miami Marlins now. And finally, 1993, Ariana Grande.
Thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you.
I want to remind you to call or text your birthdays to us. It's 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, get those to us, and we'll announce them on the air a little later.
All right, coming up on 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew, time again to take a look at that weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. Patchy fog is possible in spots very early today. Sunshine for this afternoon. Maybe even a few spotty showers and storms in the area late this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 90s. Wind south southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a spotty shower or storm still possible early. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 67. And then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Thursday. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 68.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Traffic's picking up now quite a bit now as you head towards Nashville on 24 going westbound. They were moving that minor wreck earlier there on 24 west near Bell Road over to the side. Traffic volume has increased now 840 as you head towards Williamson County over towards Franklin. If you know somebody struggling right now with drugs and alcohol, get them some help by calling 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Good.
Technology has continued to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment, takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Whether you're working, hauling, or both, Car One of Murfreesboro invites you to see our large selection of trucks and cargo vans. Most are one-owner off-lease vehicles that can really help you get the job done. They feature clean titles and a free Carfax vehicle report with every vehicle purchase. All of our vehicles are hand-selected by buyers with over 30 years of car buying experience. Come see why so many choose Car One for their business truck and cargo van needs. Car One, Murfreesboro.
Holly Grove Baptist Church invites you to worship with them each Sunday and Wednesday. Holly Grove Baptist Church is a Bible-believing Southern Baptist church. We have wonderful teachers for Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and Reverend Bob Mackey leads the church in worship at 11. We have Wednesday night activities for youth and adults beginning at 6:30 p.m. Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road. The church is about 3 miles down on the left. We promise you'll find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com. We have past sermons you can listen to and information about the church. Again, that's hollygrovebaptist.com. Also, listen weekly on News Radio WGNS for each week's sermon, Sundays at 12 noon. We're also on Facebook. Like our page and get updates on what's happening. Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope. We look forward to seeing you soon at Holly Grove Baptist Church.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, about ready to wind down the first hour. And I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. That's 893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street. Dalton?
Philip Ray is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a great friend, and he's always just one call away. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Checking on world news, national news. It's all straight ahead from the worldwide resources of CBS News Radio. The CBS World News Roundup locally brought to you by the Low T Center. They're at 2855 Medical Center Parkway. And the news update also brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Big savings on summer footwear now over at French's Shoes and Boots. John, the news is coming up.
All right. I want everybody to be safe out there as you're on the roads going to work or school or wherever you're going. And we're going to be right back after the top of the hour with more of the Wake Up Crew. And that's going to wrap up our 6 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock news is coming up next.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Mueller to testify.